Hi, I'm Ann Litt, and I'm here with actor Jeff Goldblum. He's always the highlight of every production he's a part of, from Broadway to big picture blockbusters, even Wes Anderson films. An accomplished musician in his own right. You can catch him playing the piano at a regular residency right here in Los Angeles. So we, of course, know he's a big music fan, and he joins us today to talk about five songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ann Litt. It's a thrill to be here.
Is incredible.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
I want to hear why you like it, but I'll tell you why I like
it.
Yeah,
so what are we starting with?
Well, we're going to start with a recording by Errol Garner, Misty. I come from Pittsburgh, where Errol Garner was also from, and I took piano lessons, like all four kids from Dr. Goldblum and Shirley Goldblum, they gave us piano lessons. My dad was not only acting fan, they used to go to New York and bring back cast albums of musicals, but a jazz fan. And Dad, who was a doctor, not a musician, he would give me little music appreciation courses. He said, let's listen to this. And he says, you know what I like about that guy, Errol Garner? He's very short, and he brings a telephone book. He was a kind of blue-collar doctor appreciator, and he liked the idea that he was not so fancy. And this song, not only I'm sure that it appealed to his romantic side, but he went, listen to how this guy plays the silences, that he's daring to pause like this and to just stop. And he would kind of sing along. He went, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop. He would do these octave, things that he does a couple of times in that recording.
Here's Errol Garner with Misty on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Next up on KCRW's Guest DJ Project is the wonderful Peggy Lee with Is That All There Is?
Is that all?
I mean, I talked about my interest in music, but for some crazy reason, I always knew I was going to be an actor, or always wanted to be an actor. And that kind of developed, I won't bore you with the story right now, but around the time I was 15, 16, this is 67, 68, I went to this six-week drama program in Carnegie Mellon University. My dad actually once again had said, hey, finding something you love to do is probably your compass, your guidepost for a vocation. And I took that to heart because he really meant it. And so when I discovered this acting thing, I was set on it and obsessed with it. In fact, every morning I would take a shower and the shower door would steam up and I would write, please God, let me be an actor. But then it was still a secret. It had been a secret for many years at that point, and I would wipe it off before I got out of the shower, still not telling anybody.
Interesting.
So, yeah, isn't that kind of interesting? But it was this song that I think now when I listen to it, I still remember how I felt, which was singularly moved in a very bitter, mystical way. She is so wonderful, in my humble opinion, in her acting of that song. She's subtle but deep, soulful. She brings her jazz chops to it, which I didn't know about yet, and she acts it.
I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment, because I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing.
That was Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is, chosen by our guest DJ today, Jeff Goldblum. Let's talk about Charles Wright, Express Yourself. Just a great song.
I went right from high school to New York, where everything, as I hoped it would, somehow miraculously opened up. And I was staying with Sandy Meisner himself at the Neighborhood Playhouse, living for the first time by myself in an apartment in New York City. And I was pursuing this thing that I was, as I told you, wildly obsessed with, now with the real guy and in a real way. And I started to get jobs right away, miraculously. Anyway, it was right around that time that this song came out, started to play once again. And of course, the lyrics are simple, and Express Yourself is something that was a kind of a mantra, credo, landmark of, you know, what I was trying to pursue in this so-called creative endeavor. And I love his performance of it. It's spontaneous, improvisational, kind of. And the funky realness of the band is great. That still means something to me in a way that I still enjoy.
I like that. Charles Wright, Express Yourself on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. What you look like you're doing, express yourself. Express yourself. That was music from Charles Wright, Express Yourself. You speak about improvisation, which makes me want to go on, actually, to your next two. But Miles Davis, My Funny Valentine.
While I was, after this period that I was just getting started in my career, in the body of it somewhere, where I was doing movie parts that required day after day work and arousal in the morning from sleep, not the other kind of arousal that I... Since early school days where I didn't know how to discipline myself and go to bed early, I had to wake up by an alarm clock, and I hated it. So in my adult life, I never did and have been awakened by an alarm clock. I prefer to wake up naturally. I got one of those alarm clock / CD player.
Yeah.
And I went for track number one, My Funny Valentine, and stayed with it. So day after day after day after day, and probably on several movies, I would be awakened by My Funny Valentine. First of all, you're asleep when you first hear the strains of it, and you're half dreaming it many times, and it goes slowly. It starts, Herbie Hancock is playing a beautiful, beautiful oblique rendition of his intro, and then and then Miles Davis, what do I know, but is so soulful and sad and conversational and unexpected and human. It's also moving, but it's also... To arouse from sleep that way is just spectacular.
That was Miles Davis, My Funny Valentine, on the Guest DJ Project from KCRW. And finally, music from Thelonious Monk, Well, You Needn't, is the piece.
Yes. It sort of brings us up to the present now. 15 years ago, Peter Weller, I'd met him on Buckaroo Banzai, that movie, and he plays the horn. We started to play the horn together, and then he did a movie with Woody Allen, with whom I had done that Annie Hall movie. And he said, you know, Jeff and I get together, we play at his house sometimes. He says, well, you should, I know Jeff, yeah, you guys should do what I do, have a weekly gig, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll get better that way. So Peter Weller came back from that movie, and that's when we started to include a guitarist, a friend of his, professional, very good guitarist. Then he knew a place we could play at, and then we started to do that. And I have maintained this core group, and we've played many places, and it's been a whole different chapter in my musical life and in enjoyment. So we now have kind of evolved a list from which I practice every day. We do a bunch of songs by Thelonious Monk because I love him, the way he plays. I mean, with smarter people than me can talk about it, but, you know, he's unique. As soon as you hear him, you know who it is. He's virile. He's unexpected. He's improvisational. You are sure that he's making it up, but he's crazy and angular and a little eccentric, sexy, and I just love him.
Can you practice when you're on the road?
it forces me to either say, hey, does this hotel have
Hotel piano.
Hotel piano. I'll go to a hotel and I'll do some solo entertainment by running through my stuff. I like that.
Heard Thelonious Monk, Well, You Needn't. I feel like we've only scratched the surface.
Well, I think so too. I'm an eager and humble student of it, so I'm on the threshold of being very excited about learning about all sorts of things.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.